Simen Yud Ches Hilchos Tzfilah Shmoyne Esrei. I'm curious. I wonder if he purposely did this. So he added a simen. He arranged a simonim in his own way. I'm curious if he did this to make come out that Yud Ches is Shmoyne Esrei for the laws of Shmoyne Esrei. Just a coincidence. It was done deliberately. Zman Tilas Hashachar. It's on page Kuf Tes. On page Kuf Tes, Zman Tilas Hashachar Mitzvos Hashiyaskel Im Honet Zachama. Shacharis begins sunrise. Okay, sunrise, that's the ideal time. We don't do that. I mean, it's very weird to find a Yap Daven Seeking. Daven Seeking, so then you'll daven Shacharis from Esrei with the rising of the sun. That is the ideal time. How do we know this is a Pasuk? This is the Ksiv. It says in the Pasuk, Yiru'ucha, they will fear you in Shemesh with the rising of the sun. Davening. Oh, it's b'di'eved. He's going to discuss that in one moment. That's b'di'eved. L'chatchil, the ideal time to daven shmona esh. Then there's a difference between davening shachris. There are different parts of shachris. Kriya Shema, you cannot recite until Mishayakir. Mishayakir is between 35 to 60 minutes before sunrise. According to, well, depending on all again, 35 to 60 minutes, that's Mishayakir. You cannot recite Kriya Shema, but you can daven the shmona eshrei. If you're going to daven the shmona eshrei at 72 minutes before sunrise, you're going to lose out on being able to be soimech geula l'tzfilah. So let's understand, there are different parts, there are different ideals in davening. So women, many women, they don't have time to daven, or they have children, so either they don't daven, then I'm chuyif to daven if they're busy, but they want to daven. So what do? So that some of them will do all different things, but people that are the most desperate, they just daven shmona esrei. Right? I'm aware there are women, they don't have time, they daven, they don't daven, you don't even say Kriya Shema, maybe they do. Shmon Eshtray, they get daven Shema. You can do that. There's nothing wrong with doing that. You're losing out on being Soymech Geula Litzvila. You're supposed to say the three Barachos of Kriya Shema, which is Yotzer Or, Ahava Rabbah, and Goal Yisrael, which includes within it Kriya Shema, and you conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, and then you say Hashem Sifosai Tiftach, and by doing that you have accomplished this amazing feat of connecting redemption and prayer. What is the significance? That's for another time. Mircham will discuss the significance of being Samech Gula, but that's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You must connect the two together. If you don't want to, you can't, you have an emergency, you press for time, I'll say Kriya Shema later, I'll just daven the Shmone Esrei. So you can do that. And not only can you can do that earlier than you can daven Kriya Shema. So you can daven the Shmona Esrei if you want 72 minutes before sunrise, but you can't recite Kriya Shema or its brachos until 60 minutes before sunrise. 10 minute difference. And if you want to be machmer, you'll wait 45 minutes, 50 minutes. You want to be really machmer, 35 minutes before sunrise. It ranges among the poskim between 35 to 60 minutes before sunrise, mishayakir, until you can recognize your friend who you are semi-familiar with at a distance of Dalet Amos, also equivalent to the time when you can recognize between white and blue tzitzis. But here we're discussing, we're focusing now only on davening the Shmona Esrei. When is the earliest time? Ideally, the best time is when the sun rises, which means you have to have a very flexible schedule. Every day, you will daven Shacharis at a different time in order to say the Shmona Esrei when the sun rises. However, if you don't want to have a flexible schedule, you just say it one set time. The nim shachlus is also further mispal lachar shalom v'diavet. Second line im nispal liachar sheola amur hashachar daybreak, which we hold today to be pretty much the amount that takes. The Gemara says the amount of time it takes to walk 4 mil. A mil takes 18 minutes. 18 times 4 is 72 minutes. Ashiyale amud hashachar yotza v'nimshach zmana. At Shlish Hayom, the Zman extends until a third of the day. Sof Zman Tfila. This goes back into what we discussed by Kriya Shema. We pass the Lachal Maisa Sho Zmanios, which means according to the Gra, we take the day, sunrise to sunset, we take those minutes, we count them up, and we divide it by 12, and we start from sunrise, we add a shlish, means 4 hours. So it's one halachic hour after Kriya Shema is over. The also l'sacher yoser, after soif zman tefila, after 4 shows manios, you are no longer lechatchil allowed to daven the Shemona Esrei. But when we call makom, very important halacha, a person wakes up late, b'diyeved, im ovav v'sacher yoser, afilu b'mezid, even on purpose, yachol l'spal ad chatzos hayom, af al pish ein lo socher ki tefila b'smana, schar tefila mihu ikar. If a person missed the zman tefila, you should still daven shachris until midday. Until Chatzos. And you will not get reward for davening tefillah b'zman, but you will get reward for davening. Ovar b'mezid ad Chatzos hayom lo hispal. What happens if you miss Shachris and you miss it deliberately? You know, you have a choice. You know, you can go daven. You choose not to daven. So now your question is, should you daven a double mincha? The answer is no. The only time you daven a double mincha, you daven a double ma'ar, you daven a Shachris, is when it's an oinis, more than a shaygeg. It has to be mamish, be an oinis, where your hands were tied, where you had no choice, it was an emergency, you had to take care of something which is extremely pressing, then you can daven, or you forgot, you were asleep, whatever the case is, and it's a real, real accident, that's when you can daven a second tefillah, the next prayer, to make up. It's not the same thing. Davening a double mincha is not going to make up for a lost shachris, but it's the next best thing. But if a person just chooses deliberately not to have a shachris, he is not allowed to daven a double mincha. Upon this person, it says mu'uvos, something that is crooked, lo yuchal liskon, cannot be fixed. V'im shagak, let's say it was an accident, oy nenas, inadvertently or an accident, yivur b'simn chaf aleph, where there it says that you daven a double mincha. Let's see the bottom, Hashem shem halacha, on the bottom, liach ha-shalom ha-shachar, ayin bir halacha, da'amur ha-shachar nikra ma'ashe maschil ha-or lehis noitzetz, b'peya ha-mizrach koidim ho-netzach ha-ma, kishir sha'ov v'choy me'shah. 72 minutes before sunrise, there are already sparks of the sun in the horizon. Period. The morning star. Okay, anyone know what the morning star is? There's something called the morning star. You familiar with this? The morning star? So some people say the morning star, there's a certain, I don't know what this is. It's a different zman. To zman harbe koiden, the morning star is much before 72 minutes. What?
Morgenstern?
Yeah. There's something called the morning star. Yeah, Google it. The morning star is before 72 minutes. Many people make this mistake. I think that's called Rav Shach. It's wrong. Please, if you're Shami, you can cause Baruch HaShulchan. The cost of a safe Mulamid Lahayil, the Harambam, the Amud HaShach, who Shah, the Chomesh, the Hainu, Chomesh, Revi'ois. So he says degrees. 18 degrees below the horizon. 18 degrees below the horizon depends on where you are in the world. When you're dealing with degrees, you're not dealing with zmanim, then every part of the world, the sun rises and sets at a different pace, and you want to go measure the degrees of the sun, 18 degrees, because he calls Chomesh Revi'os, 5 quarters. It's a whole different. It's a whole different interpretation. Shamish Nikra Shmonas Amalos Tachas Ha'Epik, 18 degrees underneath the horizon. Acharonis, the extreme edge of the horizon. V'gam Nishtanim Lufi Hamokim VeHazman, and that will mean every time of the year the sun accelerates. It rises at an accelerated or a decelerated or slower pace in parts of the world. V'hu Shavu L'Mash Anu Karim Nishvei. Ha toy chani. I don't know what this means.
Astronomical.
What's the next word?
Astronomical.
And what's the next word? The dalet. The dalet. Okay.
Demerum.
Hey, whatever that is. The divrei mechaber kan kshakas v'lacha shalom l'shach yotza zeh das rama. So this that we learned, halacha lemaisa, if you daven Shemona Esrei after, we pretty much, it's pretty standard among us, 72 minutes. We don't follow degrees, we follow just standard 72 minutes. And b'diavad, if you daven the Shemoneh Esrei, at that point in time, yotza. So he says now, das amagin Avram, avloh eli rabasham, the boy dafka shehoir pnei kol hamitzrach. He disagrees. That's not according to all opinions. The Ramah that says Amud HaShachar is one Rishon. That's like the Rambam. But there are other Rishonim that are Choylik on the Rambam, and they hold you need a later Zman, what's called Heir Pnei HaMizrach. Eli Rabba Shem, the boy Dafka Sheh Pnei HaMizrach, for the Sagi the Haschol HaSor Lehismaitzetz,
what about people who go in the armed military?
So we discussed later on what they should do. We discussed later I don't remember. But there's another opinion that says it's not ideal. You should wait until Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. When is that? I don't know exactly. And that's a later point in time where it's not as late as it's in between what we call dawn, 72 minutes, and Mishayakir. So let's make believe Mishayakir. Mishayakir means a significant amount of light. You can recognize the difference between white and blue. So let's make believe, for argument's sake, it's at 40 minutes before sunrise. Okay, I'm just making up numbers. There's a very big range, 35 to 60 minutes. Let's make believe it's 45 minutes. Okay, 45 minutes. That's significant. What is called Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach? It's not clear, but it's not 72. So make believe it'll be 55. Okay, it'll be 55 minutes before sunrise. It depends. Oh, so then you want to say it also depends on the degrees in the Chanami. So you have all these different. Let's just review all the different concepts. There's something called the morning star. I don't know what that is. Go look it up on Google. If I have a chance, I'll look it up today. I'll remember. Morning star, which appears to be more than 72 minutes before sunrise. Then there's what we call Amud HaShachar, according to the Rambam, which means the amount of time it takes to walk 4 mil. Okay, so walking 4 mil, and the mil is 18 minutes. 18 times 4 is 72. By the way, some say it takes to walk a mil 22 minutes, which takes us to 88, or how do you get 92 then to 20? Because it's 20, 22 and a quarter and a fraction and a half. There's another calculation, because all it says in the Gemara is the amount of time it takes to walk a mil. We're brainwashed into believing it takes 18 minutes to walk a mil, but some are making, let's say it takes more, it takes 22 minutes. In fact, when it comes to matzah also, it's the same thing. It's not a matter, the amount of time it takes time to rise is a mil. So how long is a mil? So you should know. My brother told me this is a fascinating story. There's a certain matzah baking factory, you know, it's a very big issue. They have a shift. They bake matzah. Now the clock is ticking. You start the process, you take the water, you mix it with the dough, you got 18 minutes. There's only that much you can do in 18 minutes. After the bell rings, after 18 minutes, you know, it's a waste of time. You got to stop, you got to change the paper, you got to clean all the kalim, and it's a big deal to clean house after the shift. If you only can have another five, and also once you get going, you know, the productivity grows exponentially as you get towards the ring of the bell. You get closer towards the end. So it's a big, big problem in matzah baking factories. When they have 18 minutes, they're going to take advantage of every single second. Now here's the problem. Lubavitch, if I'm not mistaken, could be wrong, if not Lubavitch, it's some other group of Hasidim. L'chatchila, they hold the amount of time it takes to walk a mil is 22 and change. 22 and a half minutes. Is that correct, the numbers? Our mathematician, our resident mathematician?
23?
23. 20, 92. 23. So, okay, so maybe it's 23 minutes. Lubavitch, if I'm not mistaken, L'chatchila, the amount of time it takes to walk a mill. They walk slow. It's 23 minutes. So many matzah baking factories, they don't ring the bell. They ring the bell twice. They ring the bell at 18 minutes, and everything that's been produced within that time goes to those people, the litvaks, the snagdim, that everyone in this room probably, 18 minutes. And then for the people that have no problem with 23 minutes, they keep on going. They keep on going for another 5 minutes.
They go for another 5 minutes, and you would be shocked. You would be shocked at how much matzah you can produce in those 5 minutes. Because you understand, once you're in the process, the productivity grows. It's a mitzvah. It just, that's how it is. Okay, so they keep on going, and they're careful, supposedly they're careful to separate what they do in those 5 minutes from what they finished 18 minutes, and you can make a killing in those 5 minutes.
The problem there is, after 18 minutes,
yeah,
it comes out of the oven, it's on the conveyor belt there.
Yeah.
It's still cooking a little.
Okay, so they have whatever they do, but they differentiate. I don't know the details, but they differentiate between the 18...
23 becomes whatever.
But they differentiate between the 18 and the 23. So it appears that in this matzah baked factory there was a mix-up. And they sold people who are makbid on 18, 23.
Oh God.
And they didn't tell them until the middle of Pesach. So, after 18 minutes, it's chametz. It's not only matter. It's not only a matter that it's chametz. That first of all, it's not ethical. Forget about it. Okay, let's forget about ethics. That's a mamish, and that's probably even worse. Probably honestly worse than yeah. Okay, ethics, terrible thing. You should be responsible to tell me that you give me a product which I hold is not proper. But according, if you really mark it on 18 minutes, and 19 minutes is chametz. It's chametz deraisa. If it's chametz teraisa, you fed me chametz on Pesach. Or my kalim are treif. Or my kalim have to go in the garbage. Or whatever, you have to kasha them. It's serious business. You're playing with fire by doing this. So there was a big machlokes, and I think they the Bezdin came down. I was told, I don't know all the details, but what I understand, they came down very hard on the matzah baking factory, with issues of refunds and reimbursement. It wasn't just like, oh, okay, you know, b'di'evet, you could be simech on 22 minutes, 23 minutes, everything is fine and good. They didn't take that route. They took a very heavy hand in business ethics and in kashrus issues. But there's something called 18. So we, let's review the idea. What? This year. So I was told.
In America,
right here.
No publicity.
We have to know what's your house.
Okay, so let's review the concepts. There's something called the morning star. Something called the morning star. That's very, very early. Then there's something called the Lois HaShachar. Lois HaShachar is defined in Shulchan Aruch simply as the amount of time it takes to walk 4 mil. How long does it take to walk a mil? There's a difference in our opinion. Either 18 to 23 minutes, which results in between 72 and 92 minutes. Halacha L'maisa, we all pretty much follow the opinion that a mil is 18 minutes, 72 minutes. That's called the Lois HaShachar, and that's the earliest time when a person can daven in the Shemona Esrei. There's another opinion that when it says a mil, it doesn't mean the amount of time talking in mil, it means a certain degree. It's a certain astronomical term of quarters in the sky divided by the degrees. I don't know what this means, but it basically is somewhere in the range of 18 degrees when the sun is 18 degrees below the horizon. That will then mean it depends on your location and time of the year when it's approximately 72 minutes, approximately, but it depends on the Eretz Yisrael, it can be different. And in America, different parts of America, different parts of the world, it can vary place and makom. Then there's another zman called Mishehayer Pnei Kol HaMizrach. It's not enough that the crack of dawn, daybreak, there has to be a significant in the Mizrach. It doesn't mean that you have a lot of light. I can't see nothing in front of me. I don't know. I can't tell the difference between white and blue. I can recognize who you are, but I can see out there in the horizon, not just a spark of light. I can see something more significant of Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. The entire eastern horizon has been enlightened, has been illuminated. That is earlier, late, not, I don't know the right terms, it's not 72 minutes, make believe, let's give it a number, we'll call it the 50 minutes, or 55 minutes, before sunrise. And then there's this man called Mishayakir. Mishayakir, you can tell the difference between white and blue, you can recognize your friend, which is a difference of opinion between 35 to 60 minutes. And then there is actual sunrise, that is the ideal time down the Shemona Esrei. Sunrise is when the sun begins, the ball of the sun begins to appear, not when the entire ball of sun is above the horizon. In America, it's about 6 minutes, right? We learned that it's approximately 6 minutes from the time of the sun, the first, that you can begin to see the ball of sun until the entire ball of sun is above the horizon. 6 minutes. It's not the end of the 6 minutes. It's the beginning of the 6 minutes. And that's the ideal time to daven Shmoneh Esrei. And that's come out, everyone does on Shavuos. The Yom Tov of Shavuos, this minig ha'olam, everyone davens kivosikin. They don't daven. You can daven earlier if you want. There's no, how come everyone's very tired? You stay up the whole night, right? So there's nothing wrong. You can easily daven half an hour earlier than the Sikkim. Shave off a half an hour. Half an hour before the minig olam is, no, you work it out that you daven when the sun rises. If the shot goes a little too fast, it's very common, right? People don't daven the Sikkim, have no experience, they go a little bit too fast. So no harm done. First of all, what's called the Sikkim? Mamish b'diyuk, an atomic clock? Not necessarily. The Sikkim means approximately within a range of a couple of minutes. That's also l'chatchili yimakayim, the inyan of a Sikkim. Doesn't mean b'diyuk on the second when the ball of the sun begins to rise. But if the shot goes a little bit too fast, so it goes a little too fast. So there's no harm. You can l'chatchila daven the entire davening with Kriya Shema, like we, most of us do. Many people do the whole year round. Most people don't. They daven the whole shacharis before the sun rises. As long as you're past this Mami Shayakir, you're more than 35 minutes. You get to Baruch Hu more than 35 minutes before sunrise, safe sailing. Everything is fine. And that is, these are the basic zmanim for the laws of Kriyash, for the laws of davening the Shmoneh Esrei. Let's now go to the next halacha beis. Kishmagia litahilos lekel elyon. Okay, when do you stand? I've always observed people do all these different strange things when they get up for the Shmoneh Esrei. So he says the ideal time is before you say the words litahilos lekel elyon. Before you come to those words, that is when you shall stand. You should be sitting for the entire Ezra. So remain seated. And you come to the world, Mashpil Gayim, Magbiya, Shafalim, Motzi, Asidim, before the Adam, Yozer, Dalim, Yonel, Yamo, Be'esh, Shavam, Elov. Stop. And indeed, in the article, Siddur, it says, Yokom, Vichavain, Vyochin, Yokum, Vichavain, Atzma, prepare yourself, Latila Shmon Esra, you stand up. You stand up after the words, Elov, not Mich Mochsin. I was a child, they told us, you stand up after the Amru Chulam. And I tell you, I'm affected by this. I'm brainwashed. I tell you, yes, about Kayomes. I see you brain. When you teach a child's mind, is like wet cement. Mm-hmm. Whatever goes in, it's not so easy to get out.
That's where the singing is.
What?
On a Shabbos, that's where the singing starts at Micha Mocha.
Micha Mocha. Okay, yeah. Could be. And it could be, you have to be careful, because what it says here in the Kitzer is not necessarily every opinion. He's selective. And we know for a fact that he's presenting one opinion. So things that you're taught are not necessarily wrong, they're just different. And adarabah, there are many things that you follow tradition. The Chofetz Chaim said that his Sefer Mishneh Berurah, he wrote the Sefer Mishneh Berurah for Yisoyimim. Famous statement. Can you imagine, the whole Klal Yisrael is learning Mishneh Berurah? He wrote it for Yisoyimim, for orphans. If you're not, you have a father and a grandfather, ask him what to do. Whatever your father and grandfather does, that's what you do. That's what you follow, your tradition. If you don't have a tradition, so I've learned through Shulchan Aruch, this is a safe approach to halacha. This is safe. But it's not necessarily the only approach to halacha. It's not the only approach. There are other ways to understand the Torah halacha. And if you have a father and a grandfather, you have a tradition, do what they tell you to do. If you're a yassam, Rahman al-Islam, a spiritual yassam, so this appears to be a safe way to go. So here it says, when you come to Latilas, 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 Ya'amoid, stand up. V'yochin es atzma Latilas Shmoneh Esrei, V'yosir kichoy v'niyoy, spittoons. Okay, make sure you have in your shul a spittoon right near you, so you should then go to the spittoon and release any phlegm and spittle, saliva that has accumulated in your mouth. The chol davar hamabalbel es machashav, anything which will confuse you, turn off your cell phone. Turn off your cell phone. No text, no message. Not even vibrate. If it vibrates, it's also very disturbing. Okay, it's you. I hear people. I could hear the vibrations of other people's cell phones.
People daven from there.
You don't have to daven. You just press send. You have the whole text on the phone, and you press send. Press send, and you're done. You don't have to daven. Why do you have to daven? You have the nusach. Send, you're done. Okay.
What's the email address?
How do you know?
It went busy. Hashem.com.
No, it's prayer.god. Shachris.god.
How many cell phones do you need to make?
Ooh, very good. That's excellent. Excellent. Very good. You know the famous. I'm sure you've seen that video, the parody, fantastic. Where Rashiva comes to Rashiva comes to Shir. They have all the Talmidim, 50 Talmidim. And they all say, the Rebbe is about to give the Shir, and one Talmud comes. Rebbe, I'm sorry, I have to go. I have an emergency. He puts down the table a tape recorder.
Yeah.
And the next Talmud. And all 50, one after another, they come over, Rebbe, I'm sorry, I have to go. And they put down 50 tape recorders on the desk. And now Rebbe is about to begin the shiur, and there's no one, there's tape recorders. So what does he do? He takes out of his pocket a tape recorder, pre-recorded shiur, and he presses play. He presses play, and he puts it down, and he also leaves. So his tape recorder will say Shia to all the other tape recorders. It's an old video. It's fantastic.
Is it a real Shia? It's like a tree in virtual.
The tree that falls in the forest? Is it a real...
Is it a real Shia? If no one hears, the tape recorders are listening to the Shia. So now we can add how many cell phones does it take to make a minion. Excellent, excellent. Okay, let's go further. Now we come to... Okay, so here he says, which many people do not do. You're supposed to take the three steps back before you say Tehillos L'Kelolion. Most people do not do that. Look around, because you have a long way to go. You have a lot of words until you get to Goral Yisrael. Most people will start walking back. That's what he says. Look what he says. V'yelech, this is according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Maybe there are different opinions. V'yelech Kimo Parsos.
He says it right here.
Not in my art scroll.
The English?
The interlinear. Interlinear has added
English.
New. English interlinear.
Some take three steps back at this point.
Some take, at this some point. Before Telos. Before Telos the Kalyon?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. A lot of things, if you follow the article, I'm one of their biggest fans, I confess. But if you follow the article, every time they put out a sitter, they don't like, it appears, I don't know, I have to speak to them, they don't like to make major changes to an addition. Even though some of the things are not necessarily, they discover that it's not necessarily accepted. But when they put out a new type of sitter, then you notice they make major changes, obviously due to feedback. It's like they have like the original art school Hebrew in the first 25 years ago. They put out the original art school English Seder. There are certain things they did there which are interesting, and obviously they got feedback that not everyone is so crazy about it. And when they made a machzor, the next thing they did was they made a machzor for Rosh Hashanah. You look at the Psuk of the Zim, you look at the same situation. Hey, they didn't do it. Why didn't they do it? I'm assuming it was because of the feedback. So why don't you go back and change the original? No, once already it's established. And then go further. Then they put out a Hebrew sitter, a Nusach Svart sitter, interlinear sitter, another Machzer. They have so many different types of siddurim. You notice they keep on changing, evolving, and how I'm assuming based on public response to how they present different halachas. One of the most amazing things that I found that this is something Oziyosher, something that's unique in their original art school English sitter from 25 years ago. The Oziyosher is written like the way it appears in the Torah.
Right.
They skip spaces. Look at all of the old siddurim. This is a novelty, because until 25 years ago, no one ever did that, as far as I know, in a sitter to present the nusach of the Oz Yashu the way it's written in the Torah by skipping space, Arich Gabal Levena. And then they never done that. I don't know why, but it's not a matter of machmir, it's a matter of style.
More machmir, because I'm sure the liberals wouldn't mind.
I don't know what it's about. I have no idea what it's about. I'm sure there's a story behind it. But all of their subsequent Sidurim, English, Hebrew, interlinear, Machzorim, I don't know every single, I'm not a buck in every single Siddur, it appears they've dropped it. They've totally dropped.
But there is a well-known thing. We don't pass it by Archie.
All right, and Hanami. But they have very, but they do have top of the line post-skim are working with them in things that they produce. I mean, of Hirsch Goldworm, who's one of the original. I mean, he's incredible Talmud Chacham. Rav David Cohn is very involved in the Piske Halacha. And Rav David Cohn, you know, he just published for the Encyclopedia of Talmud for a whole sefer on Tefillah. Tremendous bucky in Yonei Tefillah, Hilchos Tefillah and Yonei Tefillah. And he's involved, very obviously he's involved in all of their the publications. And you have Rav David Feinstein, and then you have big people. These are the people, when you have a child, these are the people you're going to ask. And they're asking them, these are very, very big issues, and we don't pass them in our school, absolutely. But they have established themselves as being pretty good. And they're very quick to admit a mistake. It's a very critical blog I've read.
It's not even so much mistakes, but there are other
styles, other approaches. Absolutely, and when you're writing a sitter, I'll give another example. Something I found very interesting. They originally wrote. They write Mashiv Haruach Moirid Ha. No, Befer HaTov is a Geshem HaGoshem. So, 25 years ago, what did they do in their Siddur? They Mashiv HaRuach Umoirid HaGeshem. I have here, what do you have there? HaGeshem?
HaGeshem.
So Rav Moshe says there's no answer. We don't discuss this Geshem HaGoshem. Okay, whatever it is. But they put the understanding of 25 years ago was you only have one version in a Siddur. Right? Only one. A Siddur is one version. You pick. Right? That's the style of... Oh, exactly. The times. 25 years ago, when you write a Siddur, everything you can do two ways, three ways, four ways, you pick, and that's how it is. That was the way people, the mentality of people 25 years ago. And therefore they chose to write Geshem. Was it right, wrong? None of my business. They chose one approach. Fine. Now, if you notice, all of their new Sidurim, in this Siddur, what do they have here in the Hebrew, which came out probably 15 years after the Arush, they have Mashiv Haruach Moirid HaGeshem, and they have a number on the side. There's no Siddur probably in the world that does this. Nusuch Acher HaGoshem. In the interlinear, this is shocking, in the interlinear, in the print itself, they have brackets. You have a choice. You either can say Geshem or Goshem. It's the times have changed. People are just we're so confused. It's just a matter of they're following popular demand. So put both. You have a city. They're going to go how come all of the ancient Sidurim from 100 years ago, 200 years ago don't give you a choice? They also had debates. So they just wrote either Goshem or Geshem. Today you have a Siddur, you have a choice, Geshem or Goshem. Even in the big letters, choice. We live in a different world today. We have a whole different hashkafa. Okay, but here it's very interesting. It says that you should take your three steps back. I'll give you a lot more examples, but it's not for now. You take your three steps back before you say Tilos HaKelel. I'll just finish up this halacha. After you say Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, you return lifonav gimel pesios derech kiruv hagash lemech. What you should be thinking when you take your three steps forward, you should not just be walking back and forth. You should have kavon. I'm coming now. I'm entering the palace. I'm entering before Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It puts you in an entirely different frame of mind. People just back and forth. They don't even know what they're doing. You're taking three steps back in order to go forward, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should not be mafsik. You say Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael Hashem Sifasai Tiftach. There is no hefsek. Don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael and then wait a minute until the Chazan gets up to it. That's wrong. Wait until the Chazan gets up to Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael. We'll see in a moment you should say the words with him, but when you privately say Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, you should make sure that right after you say the word Yisrael, without any delay whatsoever, you say Hashem Sifasai Tiftach. Yeah?
Shouldn't you be taking your three steps forward as you do that?
No. It appears not. The Ach, the Oz, you say Goal Yisrael, Baruch Atem Goal Yisrael, back.
At that moment, to go to that, so then you don't have a Hesed.
It says here, it says here, you say Baruch Hashem Goal Yisrael, this is what he says here, the Oz, after you say Goal Yisrael, then you go forward.
So,
okay, you're right. I take it back. There's going to be a slight hefsek of walking through. You're right. You're right. You're correct. I made a mistake. It appears then that you're going to still be a slight hefsek. You're not allowed to. This is the most chomor part of the entire davening. See, more chomor than Shemoneh Esrei. You're not allowed to be mafsek anything between Goal Yisrael and Hashem Sefosai Tiftach, except for your three steps forward, nothing. Not Kaddish, not Baruch Hu, nothing. Now you hear Shmei Rabba, zero zilch. Also, lo yavsek bein Goal Yisrael l'shmon eshrei, afilu l'kaddish k'dushu v'baruch hu, mebnei shetzorch l'hasmich, ge'ulo l'tfilo. There is a critical concept of bringing together redemption, ge'ulo, and prayer. The Tov she'itzamsem l'gmar b'ruchas Goal Yisrael im hashtech tzibu b'shaveh. The Kitta says it is ideal that you should say the words Goal Yisrael together with the Shliach Tzibur in order not to have a suffix should you say Amen. If you're going to say Goal Yisrael first and then the Shliach Tzibur is going to conclude with Goal Yisrael, then you have an obligation to say Amen. But I can't say Amen because I'm not allowed to be mafsek between Goal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei. So you're putting yourself in a no-win situation. The ideal way to solve that problem is to conclude the Goal Yisrael together with the Shliach Tzibur. People make a mistake and they say it quietly. What?
The same thing with Kriya Shema that we had.
No, Kriya Shema, what do you mean? Right, correct, correct. But there are some opinions that say you can't say Amen. In that situation, there is a difference of opinion. Because B'dievet, if you finish your HaBorcheh B'Amo Yitzhal B'Alva early, you can say Amen. It's not considered to be B'dievet that you have sick. But by Shemon Esrei, it is. You're not allowed to answer Amen. So you should say it together with the Shliach Tzibur. Some make a mistake. It's not necessarily a mistake. It's a different approach, which is not popular, but that the Shliach Tzibur says it in an undertone. Baruch Atah Hashem, you don't hear anything. Yeah. He turns down the volume. Some do that. It could be it's a Hasidic Sheminuk. It's not brought down. It's not mentioned that it's an ideal thing to do. It's done. It's done. And the kids a lot of times talks about doing that. Talks about Balachash. But it's not the right thing to do. The right thing to do is, it's a very interesting idea. The right thing is not for the Shliach, this is like a hashkafic issue. It's not right for the Shliach Tzibur to lower himself to the people. The people have to raise themselves up to the Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur is the leader. Why do you want to go low? No, Anton. Because of the people who don't know the halacha, they're in the middle, they're here, they're there. You're not mechuyev to worry about those people. They should have been here on time. They should do the right thing. They should raise themselves up to the stature of the Shliach Tzibur. It's a hashkafic issue. The Shliach Tzibur doesn't lower himself. The children, when he put the mezuzah, they discuss this. You raise the child up to the mezuzah, not to take the mezuzah down. Clock. Where is the clock in a city? In a city, where was the clock? It was all the way high up. Why? Because if the clock was low down, everyone would change the clock. I'll adjust the clock to my watch. Right? I'm going to adjust the clock to my watch. If the clock is all the way up there, you have no choice but to adjust your watch to that clock. The Shliach Tzibur is the tower. You adjust yourself to him. He's not going to come down and adjust himself to you. Let's finish We'll stop over here because I want to talk about it. We'll stop here. We'll pick this up next.